We have Professor Barry Shubie. He's a Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University. Professor, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Benji. Nice to chat to you. Thank you.
Yeah, nice to have some scientific expertise on the show today. And the first interesting development is a new Israeli breathalyzer for COVID. Can you explain that to us a little bit?
Yeah, Simon mentioned it last week on Thursday. Yeah, I saw it just, I think it was the Times of Israel that mentioned this, kind of a breathalyzer. Now that you kind of breathe into a tube and there's a little microchip which is supposed to analyze whether you have got the virus or not. In other words, when the virus, as you exhaled, where the virus is detected in those droplets. You know, the only problem is that, I don't know how to put this tactfully, but Israel often comes through with these breakthroughs. I think one can really only assess it once it's come into a scientific publication where you can look at, you know, what is the sensitivity, what is the specificity, in other words, how reliable is the test? Because, you know, the thing is that for a test to be reliable as a clinical diagnostic test, it needs to be pretty specific. In other words, it has to diagnose that particular viral infection and not anything else, and also has to be sensitive, has to pick it up. And obviously, in a kind of an ordinary magazine publication, that doesn't give you those kind of data. So I can't really comment on it, you know, how reliable it is. Is it, to me, you know, I think it needs to be a lot more worked up before one can really comment on it.
Absolutely. I know that there was a tech at one point where they were using this sort of thing for cancer and heart attacks, and I wonder if they maybe tried to repurpose it for this particular virus. So we're interested to see, indeed, if we start to get some kind of clinical trials and sort of uses for something like this. But moving on to the big issue that, of course, is going to be for this pandemic is the issue of a vaccine. Some publications I'm listening to today, we're talking about potentially a vaccine by November, which would be extraordinary from a vaccine development perspective. But I see we've had two other developments which are in that direction. So can you give us an update on that?
Yeah, sure. You know, there's obviously a tremendous impatience to have a vaccine. That is the holy grail. That's going to kind of make the big difference in how we control this virus pandemic. And of course, there's a lot of impact. Why is it taking so long? Well, it's not really. In fact, they're going at breakneck speed to actually develop a vaccine. To give you some idea of a modern vaccine, the rotavirus vaccine now, which is the vaccine for gastroenteritis in children, that took up to 4 years of development before they actually had the vaccine on the shelf. So, you know, it has to go through various steps to assess the safety and to assess the efficacy of any potential vaccine. And that takes a lot of time. There's a lot of preparation that's got to go into it. But because this is really a global emergency, there have been some moves to kind of shortcut. Now, it's not shortcutting any safety steps, but to kind of put into place manufacturing capability while they're doing those safety and efficacy trials. So it's not going to compromise that in any way, but it's taking a bit of a financial risk because normally the manufacturing side would have to await the safety and efficacy. And this is, it's a coalition called the Coalition of Epidemic Preparedness Innovation. It's a long term, but it's actually sponsored by various bodies such as the Gates Foundation, Wellcome Trust, the EU, and so on, to bypass the financial risk which vaccine manufacturers would normally have to take. And therefore, we're seeing some of these vaccines coming onto trials very, very early. I mean, really at breakneck speed. But it's amazing. It's fantastic to kind of watch the progress in vaccine development. November, I think, is a bit early. I don't think we're really going to have a vaccine on the shelf until well into next year. And then, of course, it's the matter of gearing it up so that it's widely available to everybody in the world. So and it has to be everybody in the world to actually control it. Because if you get some countries or some communities which are still harboring the virus, it's still going to defeat the purpose of controlling the pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Dr. Shubie, thank you. Professor Shubie, excuse me. Thank you so much for coming on the show today, explaining to us some of the basics of the development of vaccine. And we'll hopefully be chatting to you soon.
Great. Thanks, Benji. Thanks a lot.